This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado's economy continues to grow, just more slowly than before. CPR's Megan Verley reports on the latest forecast from legislative economists.
The forecast predicts Colorado's economy will outpace the nation's for the rest of 2023, thanks in large part to a very tight labor market and relatively strong consumer demand. Legislative economist Emily Dorman.
On the whole, the economy is showing still positive growth, but slower growth than what we saw through most of 2022. Our forecast is anticipating that growth will continue to slow through the end of 2023, but then return to a more moderate pace of growth in 2024 and 2025.
Dorman does warn that inflation hasn't come down as quickly in Colorado as the rest of the country, in part because of persistently rising housing costs. I'm Megan Verley, CPR News.
Republican Congresswoman Lauren Boebert is trying to force a vote on her resolution to impeach President Joe Biden. CPR's Caitlin Kim.
The form of the resolution is as follows: HRES 503, impeaching Joseph R. Biden, Jr.
Boebert used a procedural tactic Tuesday night to set up a vote on her impeachment resolution later this week. The resolution accuses the president of mismanaging the southern border. Talking to reporters after, she said it was, quote, past due. But Democrats are expected to use their own procedural motion to essentially shelve and kill the resolution. Most of the chamber is expected to support that approach, but Republican leaders have not signaled when the vote will happen. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The National Weather Service says a severe thunderstorm watch is in effect for Adams, Arapahoe, Boulder, Broomfield, Denver, Douglas, Elbert, Jefferson, and Larimer counties until 8 p.m. tonight. Forecasters say a couple of tornadoes, hail up to apple size, are possible in the warned area.
This is CPR News and KRCC.